Speaker 1.
Yes, it was my uncle who gave me some great advice some years ago, and looking back, I can safely say he saved me from doing something I know I'd have come to regret later. I was struggling with the decision about where to study medicine. My idea was to stay near my hometown rather than go further away. I felt nervous about leaving my family, my friends, the safe little world I knew. But my uncle just sat me down and told me some stories about the things he'd done and seen in his life. And you know what? None of them had happened in our little town. And he made me see it was better to get out and see something of the world.
Speaker 2.
One bit of great advice I had was from my mum. I'd finished university and I was at a loss as to what to do next. I didn't really have a clear idea of how my life should progress. I was hanging around the family home, feeling really rather sorry for myself, and wondering if university had been such a clever idea after all. This friend of mine asked me one day to come along and help him make a wedding video because his assistant was off sick or something. I wasn't going to agree, but my mum said I should, so I went, and I loved it. And that was effectively the start of my own video business. So thank you, Mum.
Speaker 3.
Sometimes it's your friends rather than your family who give the best advice, isn't it? In this case, what had happened was that I'd seen an advertisement for a sofa and it was less than half price. It was also really rather large and really absolutely red. I wanted to change my apartment around because I'd just been offered a new job. I know that's not 100% logical. Anyway, this large red sofa was delivered, and it was very large. I kept ignoring how big it was, but in the end, my friend Diana said I should accept that it just looked stupid and made me agree that I'd bought the wrong kind of sofa for my apartment.
Speaker 4.
When I started college, I was quite shy. At the beginning, I kept wondering if it was all a mistake, if I shouldn't have come at all. My brother came to see me one day and said he wanted to meet all my new friends, and I was like, what friends? He thought it was ridiculous, so he told me to make a list of everyone I thought was nice or interesting or something like that, and then to ask them all to my room for a party. You know what? Every single one accepted, and we had a great time, and I'm still friends today with at least half of them.
Speaker 5.
Well, I went on holiday with someone I thought was my best friend. You know, we spent so long planning that trip. The arrangements were more than you needed to get to the moon. But we just didn't get along. We found out we had different, well, opposite ideas about everything. If I said let's go and do this, she'd say let's go and do that. We argued a lot. The atmosphere was bad. I called my sister and told her what was going on, said I felt terrible. But she said wipe the slate clean, just go and say you're sorry that it's like this, and how could you make it better again? I did, and it worked. We made up.